Magic 95.9 here in the studio live with me now, Bill Bellamy. What's
Yo,
up, brother?
Yo, T, what's up, baby? Good to see you.
Everything
see
is
in
great.
That building.
What's up, Bill?
I'm honored to be on your show.
Really?
Yeah, because it feels like there's a worth of knowledge here and music history and adult contemporary music.
He got it right.
Well, there's a few stories between us, I guess.
We were talking about this earlier, guys, just to fill you in. We were talking about the history of music. My daughter said the craziest thing to me. She said, "Daddy, One Direction is the best band ever." I'm like, "You only been living 10 years.
Right.
You have no idea. Like, One Direction will be gone next week."
Pretty much.
One Direction, the best band of all time.
Are you kidding me? I feel embarrassed to tell y'all that, but that's a 10-year-old who has not seen the Jackson 5.
Right,
she
right.
She has not seen Boys to Men or New Edition or, like, even let's go back. Let's take it all the way back in Vogue or,
yeah.
Like, you know.
Yeah.
Diana Ross and the Supremes. You gotta get your mind right about this music.
You know what?
So
that's scary.
I'm sending her to music school.
That's scary. Yes. 5 and 10-year-olds now don't really remember Michael.
Yo, my daughter only know the white mic.
At best, yeah.
She don't know. She don't know the black mic. She's like, "Ooh, Daddy, he changed." I had to show her a picture. Now, this gonna throw you off.
Okay.
But this really him too.
Yeah, right.
She's
right.
Like, "What happened to his skin?" I said, "You know what? He definitely got real beige at the end.
He kind of went in a different direction."
Yeah,
that's
he looks
sure.
like Diana Ross. That's what.
A couple things I want to ask you real quick.
Yes, sir.
Shaquille O'Neal's your cousin.
Yes,
how's
sir.
That? By marriage or
no?
What?
No. Through families. My mom and his mom are second cousins.
Really?
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Down south people, you know how that is, boy. Everybody sleep with everybody.
Did y'all grow up together? Like, did y'all hang out?
Yeah. A lot. This is the thing that's so funny about that. It's funny how it just comes up randomly because, like, before Shaq, you know, went in the league, you know, it wasn't a big deal. But when he went to Orlando, then all of a sudden everybody was like, "Oh, man," because, you know, both from Jersey, the whole nine. And,
right.
And then we actually did a couple of commercials together at the beginning of his career. And then he started doing more on the basketball, started doing more movies and stuff. Then mm-hmm. it kind of died down when he wasn't playing no more. And now I'm still playing. And they're like, "Hey, remember Shaq?"
Right.
But he on TV too, so it's all relevant.
Yeah, and he's kind of getting into the comedy game as well.
Yeah, he said something crazy out of pocket. I was like reading about it. He said something on Instagram about somebody because he's really a funny guy. You know, everybody loves Shaq. I mean, at the end of the day, Shaq's a funny, down to earth guy. You know, not really good, you know, with marriage and all that. But he know how to make babies, so it's fine. We're not judging.
Right. Yeah.
We're not judging people.
Lest we be judged.
Lest we be judged.
Exactly.
So it's fun, man. It's a lot of fun. You know, I want to go on TNT with him. I think we're going to do something together. We've been trying to figure out how to get the schedules together. But in all jokes aside, though, I'm going to do Shaq All-Stars with him Labor Day weekend in Atlantic City. So we'll get together then if I don't get a chance to see him before that.
A listener phoned in a question this morning. She said, "Be sure and ask Bill Bellamy, is he going to be in a Tyler Perry movie with his shirt off?"
You know what? I'm going to have to unleash this body on on fools so let him know it's real. I'm in the gym like crazy. You know what I'm saying? I'm taking nutrients.
Will we be ready for it? Is it going to
be? Yeah, I think, you know, I've never really done that before. So I've been in a couple of my movies, like How to Be a Player, but that was back in the day. Like, I never really got busy on screen. So I think in this next movie, I'm going to do it on screen. Let these ladies know about the thunder. I'm going to put it down on them, boy. In this bounce back movie, I got a nice little love scene with this actress named Robin Lee. It's going to be sexy, too.
Okay.
Real talk. I'm going to be like, "Yo, don't even call cut. I ain't done."
Okay.
Put it on you. Old school style, Barry White type stuff. You know, lay down, baby.
I hear that.
Mm.
The thing I like about you, man, is you always got something going. Every time I turn on the TV, Bill Bellamy's All-Stars, Bill Bellamy's going.
Yeah, I'm Jamaican. Jamaicans are good people, man. Jamaicans work hard. They do 18 jobs, you understand? I didn't know all my stuff was going to pop out at the same time. I was just doing the work, you know?
Right, right.
And I didn't know, like, all of a sudden, it seemed like it's all at one time. You know, you got the Ladies Night Out Tour. You got Centric Comedy All-Stars.
Right, right.
You got Crazy Sexy Dirty. So they all this comedy is all over the place, which is wonderful because you don't know where everybody is, you know? Some people watch BET. Some people see me on Netflix, Showtime. So I just threw it all out there.
I was going to say, comedy is really big right now.
Yeah, it's
like
huge.
It seems like that's the thing to do right now. Do you think that it's a little overcrowded, or do you like this
no
atmosphere?
You know, it's not overcrowded. I mean, I think if you got your lane down, it's like music, you know, it's enough room for everybody to make a hit song, right? You know what I'm saying? You look at Kevin Hart killing it, doing his thing, you know. I'm here, I'm killing it, doing my thing,
and that doesn't take away from whatever
it
Chris
doesn't
Rock
hurt anybody
do.
And Chris Rock's gonna do his thing.
Right,
I just did
right.
something with Dave Chappelle in New York. It was insane. We did this whole GQ article about black comedy and where it's going and where all the stars. It was me, Chris Rock, Kevin Hart, Marlon Wayans. I mean, look at Marlon Wayans. He just did this hit movie,
Haunted House.
So Cass is getting it in, you know what I'm saying? Dave is like, it's amazing that people respect the game, the craft of comedy. Who got a cigarette?
Is Dave Chappelle really that buff? Because
yeah, he went and did that. He
did
looked
he
different.
Really? I mean, I've seen pictures of him.
I don't know why he got so built.
And he is super.
Like, he looked crazy.
Right.
He looked like a real, like, he really, like, looked like a different person. Because I remember him being real skinny.
Yeah.
Just eat once a day, maybe twice a week, never pressure. And then now he's just creatined out. I saw him, he almost crushed my hand. He got tired of getting the sand kicked on him or something. He ready.
You're in Baltimore this weekend at the Comedy Factory, correct?
Thursday through Saturday, guys. Make sure you get your tickets at the Baltimore Comedy Factory. It's right in the power plant live.
So yesterday you actually did your first show. How did you like Baltimore?
Baltimore is one of those cities that's just the realest people. I'm not just saying that. Like, you just got a real good vibe about the city. People here are fun. You know, they real people.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? They come out to have fun. You could tell. They're like, yo, man, I ain't even think about that job, Bill. Be funny, dog. Let me get an hour and a half up here with my boo.
Right.
Let me get my giggle on.
Get my giggle on so I can go back and deal with these peeps. So it's a lot of fun.
Bill, you're a really solid brother, man. We like you a whole lot. We like you even more for coming by, getting up early. You know, usually showbiz people don't like getting up before.
Yeah, man. And it was tight on me, man. My driver said, just fall asleep. I'll get you there.
Because you guys usually get up at the crack of noon.
Yeah,
or something like that.
I usually wake up about 11 o'clock and then start my day. But, you know, when we're doing promotions and stuff on the road, you know, it's probably like 6 a.m., 7 a.m.
Wow.
But then I'm going back to bed. Don't trip.
Right.
You'll get that nap, huh?
Yes, I will.
Absolutely. All right. Now, y'all, any of the social media networks, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook?
If you guys want to stay connected with me, I'm on Twitter at Bill Bellamy. On Facebook at Bill Bellamy VIP. I am on Instagram if you want to see, you know, my pictures and stuff, because people like pictures.
Yes, we do.
So that's at Bill Bellamy as well. And my website will be up actually in the next couple weeks. So we're just trying to tweak it and make it real fly. But so, yo, let's stay socially connected. Stay tuned for Bounce Back. That's going to be a hot little flick right there with my shirt off. I'm getting dirty.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Let's get it popping.
Well, we look forward to you coming back through, because next time Ron Isley will be here.
Yeah.
Hello.
Ron Isley ain't on social media, man.
No. He can't keep taking pictures for all these people.
Bill Bellamy, thank you for coming by, man. We love you. We'll talk to you next time.
Peace.